Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Chav Zayin. We are holding at the very last word of daf Chav Vav and Beis at Itmar on Chav Vav and Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Bas Simcha, Allah Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Hatzlacha for our soldiers and our captives. They should return home safely. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. What we're going to talk about today, today's daf is a famous daf. Sanhedrin Chav Zayin is the Yal Kigam daf, because we have two different cases in Sanhedrin daf Chav Zayin where we paskin like Abaye. So it's somewhat of a unique daf in Shas. The first discussion is about Eid Zomim Lemafreya Hu Nifsal O Mikanu La'abo Hu Nifsal. Let's say a person says Eidos on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and then Rosh Chodesh Iyar, he's found to be an Eid Zomim. So what if he was an Eid for things in between when he said the Eidus and when he was found to be an Eid Zomim? Do we assume that he was Pasul Eidus Lemafreya back to the time he told the Eidus, or is he only Pasul Eidus from the time that we know that we have proven him to be a Meshaker? So that's going to be Machlokas Abaye Rava. The Gemara is going to bring Rayas. The Gemara is going to come to Halacha conclusion. Then the Gemara is going to have a Machlokas whether a Mumar Lahachis can be an Eid, and the Gemara is going to have Rayas to that and a Psak Halacha on that as well, which again is another Machlokas Abaye and Rava. In the context of that discussion of Mumar Lahachis, we're going to introduce a Machlokas Tanoim whether someone who's Chashul the Dine Mamunis is Chashul to be an Eid for Dine Nefashos. And the Gemara is going to discuss in general when someone is chashul davar chamer, is he chashul davar kal, and vice versa. Then on Amud Beis, we will halfway down the page, we're going to have a Mishnah that discusses the different types of krovim that are psulei edus. How related do you have to be to a person in order to be pasulei edus? The Gemara is going to then discuss the source for psulei edus of krovim, which itself leads to a discussion of people getting punished for other people's sins. Meaning, do children get punished for their father's sins and vice versa? So let's begin. Last word on the page on Daf Chav Vav and Beis. Itmar, it was stated, Eid Zomim Abaye Amar Lemafreyo Nifsal Rav Amri Kanu Labo Nifsal. If an Eid becomes an Eid Zomim in Tishrei for Eidos that he said in Nisan of the previous year. So Abaye says, we passel all Eiduyos that he said all the way back from Nisan when he said that original Eidos. And Rav says, no, we only passel that which he says from Tishrei and on, from the moment we were able to prove him to be an Eid Zomim. So Abaye Amar Lemafreyo Nifsal Mi in the Dasid Rashu Vato. Abaye says very simply the reason that he's pasul in Mafreya is because the psul is that you're not allowed to be a Rasha, that a Rasha is not allowed to be an aid. And this guy is proven to have been a Rasha that entire time. So the Ran points out this is only if the Eidus was Baal Peh. But if it was Eidus Bishtar, then for sure he's only possible from the time that he was Chosim on the Shtar. But we don't know the time that he was Chosim on the Shtar, because he could have said that it was a Shtar Me'uchar. A Shtar Muktam is possible, but a Shtar Me'uchar is Kasher. And therefore even Abaye would be Moda that it would only be Mikanu Labo Nifsal if it's in a Shtar, because we're not going to be able to backtrack it to know exactly when to possible him from. But generally speaking, when a person does Hagadas Eidus, and we know that he lied at the time that he did that Hagadas Eidus, we just didn't discover it till a month later or 6 months later. So in that intervening time period, Abaye says he was already Pasul. Rava Amar Mikanu Labo Nifsal. Rava says no, he's only Pasul going forward. Why? Because Eid Zomim Chidishu, the whole concept that the original two Eidim become Pasul by the other two Eidim saying Imanu Yisem is a great Chidish. So because after all, why would I trust the Eidim HaMazimim who say that Imanu Yisem? Why not rely on the first set of Eidim more than the second set of Eidim and trust that they're telling the truth? Elamites, Xeris HaKasov, it's not something that's Misvara. And whenever you have a Chiddush that's a Dover Asosir as a Klal, normally Trey, it's Eidus HaChasha, and we don't believe one over the other, but the Torah over here is telling us a Dover Asosir as a Klal that we don't follow the basic rules of Trey, and we believe the second set of Eidim, well, in the Chabo, El Mishas Chiddush of Eilach, we're only going to pass their Eidus from the time that Chiddush applies, and that Chiddush only applies at the time that we make them Eidim Zomim. Now, Rava has a pretty good point. L'chora, it is a Chiddush. So in the Chabo, El Mishas Chiddush of Eilach, how's Abaye going to respond to that? Doesn't he also agree that Eid Zomim is a Chiddush? So the Torah in Chosh Mishpat Siman Lamed Ches says Abaye will tell you that Eid Zomim is not the Chiddush, that the Mezimim are being made not on the Maisa but on the Gufam Shel Eid Marishonim, on the very Eid Marishonim, that they weren't there. So it makes sense to believe the Eid Machronim more than the Rishonim, because it's as if they said that they were Horigas and Nefesh, that they're not Neman al that the first set of Eidim would not be Neman saying, or if let's say they said about Reuven, two Eidim say about Reuven, you killed somebody, Reuven wouldn't be able to say, no, I didn't. What do you mean, no, I didn't? We have Eidim against you. So the second set of Eidim is about them. It's not about whether the Maisa happened or didn't happen. If it was about whether the Maisa happened or didn't happen, okay, so you have two people said this happened, two people said it didn't happen. That's Eidim Sakhasha, and to believe one over the other would be a great Chiddush. But you have two Eidim that said Reuven killed Shimon, and two other Eidim that didn't talk about Reuven and Shimon. They just said, you guys, you two Eidim, couldn't possibly know that story. So what's the great Chiddush? So the Torah says, that's how Abaye would respond, that in fact it is not a Chiddush. So the Lech Mishnah asks, I don't understand. The Gemara says Eid Zomim is a Chiddush, that it's a Gzeres HaKasuv, that it's a Chiddush. So the Torah is the Torah is going to give a Tam B'davar. The Torah is going to give a reason for it, a logic for it, when the Gemara called it a Chiddush. So he says, no, the Gemara says Eid Zomim is a Chiddush, that's only Aliba D'Rava, but Abaye holds that it's not a Chiddush. Abaye, and that's what the Torah is saying, that the Machlokas Abaye and Rava is Eid Zomim a Chiddush, or is it not a Chiddush? Now, Tosfos in Masechet Baba Kama, Daf Ayin Beis, raises the question, why don't we say that since Eid Zomim is a Chiddush, and Ein L'Chabal L'Chidusho, well, what does the Torah say we do to Eid Zomim? It just says we do, Kasha Zom Nasos L'Achiv. It never says we passel them L'Eidus. So maybe they shouldn't be passel L'Eidus at all, meaning we will do to them Kasha Zom Nasos L'Achiv, but that's all the Torah was Mechadish to do to Eid Zomim. It never said that we have to passel them L'Eidus. So Tosfos answers that if you see that a person is going to be killed for his azama, so Kol Shekein is going to be pasul le'edus. Like, it's not mistaver that if two Eidim say Reuven killed Shimon, and then they're found to be zomim, that we're going to kill those two Eidim, and we're going to say, yeah, but in the meantime, let's just trust whatever Eidus they say. That can't be. That's an impossibility. So again, the first explanation of the Machlokes Abaye and Rava is, do we assume Eid Zomim is a Chiddush, and therefore Ein L'Chabal Mishas Chiddush of Eilach? That's Rava, Mikan Melaba Nifsal. Or do we assume that, no, from the moment they told the lie, they are puzzled, and that's L'Mafreya Hu Nifsal. Ikata Amri, another explanation of the Machlokas and by Rava, is that Rava Nami Kabaye Svirulay, that on a Daraisa level, in principle, Rava agrees to Abaye. They told the lie, from the moment they told the lie, from the moment they were Meir Eidus Sheker, they are Psulin. Why is it that Rava holds that they're only possible mikan l'aba? It's a din mitrabanan, that we're afraid that the lukuchos are going to lose out. Meaning I go and I buy a piece of property and I try to get myself the best edim available. These people have a sterling reputation. I have them serve as my edim. And then it turns out 6 months earlier, they had done something that had possible them l'edus. So now I'm going to lose out. Now I don't have a shtar anymore on the property that I bought. I have no edus on the property that I bought. It's unfair to lukuchos to take people who have a perfect reputation and were not known to be psulim and then go and pasul them l'mafreya. So for pseido de lukuchos, sounds like a din midrabanan, not a din midaraisa. The Ran points out, sounds from the Gemara, that it's only if there's going to be a hefsid to actual lukuchos. Let's say what they were signed on was a shtar matana. It wasn't lukuchos at all. It was a gift. So then maybe Rava would agree that it's l'mafreya hu nifsal. Tosos in Masechet Baba Kama, Daf Ayin Beis, writes that even by Shtari Matana, we're not going to apostle the Eid L'Mafreya, because why should it be, just like there's a concern of Pseida de Lukuchos, there's a concern of Pseida de Mekabel Matana. Well, what do you mean Pseida? He was Mekabel Matana or not Mekabel Matana? If you don't get a Matana, so you came out even. So what kind of Pseida? People don't give Matanas for free. Matana is always with an assumption that there was some favor done in the other direction. So therefore, it is considered a pseida. What about eduyos of gittin or kiddushin? So the Ran writes, if it's an eduyos of gittin or kiddushin, then There's no pseida. There's no pseida de lukuchos. So therefore, we're going to pasul them mafreya. So all gitin v'kiddushin that they were made on in the interim, we're going to pasul them mafreya. Which begs the question that Tosos raises: if that's true, meaning according to this version of Rava, Rava saying that any edus gitin v'kiddushin that they say in between, they're really going to be pasul. Whereas the first version of Rava was that no, there's a din daraisa chidishu edzomim only starts applying later on. That would mean all the gitin and kiddushin that happen in between, they're actually going to be kosher to be made. So when the Gemara is going to ask in the very next line, my benayu, what's the nafkamina between the two approaches of Rava, between the two explanations of Rava's approach, that should have been the nafkamina. Nafkamina is for edus of gittin v'kiddushin. Do we trust these edim? So Tosa says, yeah, the Gemara wanted to find the nafkamina within dine mamnas. So again, just to get it clear, when it comes to edzomim, we have machlok sabai and Rava. Do they become possible all the way retroactive to the edus, or do they only become possible from the time we find them to be edzomim? Rava says we only make them possible from the time we find them to be an Eid Zomim. Why? Two explanations. Explanation number one, because Eid Zomim is a Chiddush, so it's a Din Daraisa, it's a Chiddush of the Pasuk, that we're only going to make them an Eid Zomim. Mikan Ulaba. Explanation number two of Rava is that, no, on a Daraisa level, you're right. They should have been possible the whole time. But Pseida de Lukuchos, we don't want to cause a loss to Lukuchos who assume that these people were kosher. So my Benai, what's the Nafkamina between the two reasons we gave for Rava? Nafkamina would be if the two Eidim were made against one Eid. So if two Eid said about one of the Eidim Imanu Yisem, so then it's not a Chiddush. To believe two against one is obvious, and therefore you would apostle that one guy all the way back Lemafreya. But if it's about Pseidu de Lukuchos, you wouldn't pasul in Lafreya, because why should the Lukuchos lose out? Inami de Paslinu Begazlanusa. Or another nafkamina would be that the second set of Edim pasul the first set of Edim, not by saying Imanu Yisem, but by saying, you guys are a bunch of Gazlanim. Well, there's certainly Neman to say about the first set of Edim that they are Gazlanim. There is no Chiddush Akra. So if it's based on Eidzom Chiddushu, over here we would, even Rava would pasul them in Lafreya. But if Rava's basis is because of Pseidu de Lukuchos, so even in a Psul of Gazlanusa, there's going to be a Hafsid to Lukuchos, and therefore we should be machshir them all the way until the time of the Azama. That Rav Papi did like Rava. But we pasken like Abaye. And we pasken like Abaye in Yal Kigam. In six cases in Shas that are that the Nutrik and the Rashi Tevis are Yal Kigam. What are they? So the Yud is Yeyush Lamidas, whether it's considered Yeyush or not. We're pasken like Abaye that it's not considered Yeyush in El Metzius. The Ayin is Eidzom Mafreya Hun. That's our sugya. The lamed is lechi omin me'elav, where it's nidon kalechi in Maseches Erevin like Abaye. The kuf is kiddushin shalonim su labia, where it's a sugya Maseches kiddushin. We pass like Abaye the kiddush shalonim su labia is kiddushin. The gimel is gilui das beget, that halachas like Abaye that ain gilui das beget. And the mem is mumarach l'nevelus lahachis, which also appears on this amud, which is going to be the next of the Yal Kigam. So there are six Yal Kigams in all of Shas. Two of them appear on Chav Zayin Amud Aleph in Masech Sanhedrin. So that's why this amud is a famous amud. So says the Gemara, the next Yal Kigam. Mumar achol nevelos l'teavon. If a mumar, someone who's not observant, eats nevelos l'teavon because he really likes the taste of nevela. So and it's cheaper and it's easier to find. So he likes to eat nevelos. So divrei akol pasul. Both Abaye and Rav would agree. He's pasul le'edus because based on a taivas mamon, he's eating nevelos just because they're a little cheaper. So that's considered to be right. If a happy meal is 99 cents and to go eat at a kosher place is going to cost 10 times that amount, so that makes him pasul edus, because for monetary concern, he's willing to violate an avera, so that's considered like an avera of gazlanos, that he violates the avera for a chemdas mamon, for a desire for money, and therefore that pasul him edus. That is how Rashi explains. The Rush and the Rif and Rabbeinu Chananel say no, that we're choshesh, that just like his taivos to eat basar, are going to cause him to violate lo soch l'kol nevela, so too we're concerned that his taivos for money are going to cause him to violate lo san avreacha et shaker. That it's not just stam that he's a rush of the gazlanusa, it's that if a person gives in to his taiva for money to save a couple of bucks, and is willing to violate an Isser min haTorah to save a couple of bucks, then we assume that he's willing to violate the Isser of L'san of Re'echa et Shaker to save a couple of bucks as well. So that's when it comes to Nochal Nevelos L'Te'avon. But what about Lahachis? What if a person has Shitas, he's a Baal Shita, and he's a Ochal Nevelos to be Machis es Hashem, he wants to get Hashem angry? So Abaye Omer Pasul, Rava Omer Kasher. Abaye says he's Pasul Eidus, Rava says he's Kasher Eidus. Abaye Omer Pasul, Davalei Rasha. Abaye says he's Pasul Eidus because he's a Rasha. Rachman Omer Al Tashas Rasha Eid. And the Torah says that you're not allowed to have a Rasha as an aid. Rava Omer Kasher, and Rava says he's Kasher to be an aid because Rasha de Chamas be Inan. In order to Pasul someone for Eidus, he needs to be a Gazlan of some sort. Someone who's Ochal Nevelos Lateh is like a Gazlan because he violates an Isser, he compromises his principles for money. So we're choshing that he's going to be made a Dushaker for money as well. He'll take money to be made a Dushaker. But someone who eats Nevelos Lahachis, we have no evidence that he'll compromise his principles for money, and therefore maybe he could still be an aid. So the Gemara says, let's try to bring Ryans. So Meisvei, they challenged Rava. The Torah says, Al Tashas Rasha aid, Al Tashas Chamas aid. So you're not allowed to have a Gazlan be an aid. So Elu Gazlanin Maalin B'Shvuos. This is a reference to Gazlanim and people who violate Shvuos. That's who we say you're not allowed to have as an aid. My love, Echashvashav, Echashvash Mamon. What do you mean people who violate Shvuos, Beloshon Rabim? What types of Shvuos do these people violate? Doesn't this imply whether it's Shvuos Shav that they say about an Amud that it's Evan, an Amud of Evan that it's Zahav, or vice versa? I mean, they say something that's ridiculous. They say something that's simply not true. That's what we assume Shvuos Shav means. And the other type of Shvuos, Shvuos Mamon, that they swear falsely in order to extract money from somebody. So you see that someone who takes a Shvuos Shav becomes Pasul Eidos, even though he's not violating an Avera of Mamon. So that's a Kasha and Rava. Rava said that only an Avera de Chamas, that if a person is Mumroch on the Veil Sachas, he's not Pasul Eidos because he didn't do anything related to Chamas. So this is a Kasha and Rava. So it says more low. Edi Shvuos Mamon. When it says Shvuos, it doesn't mean Shvuos Shav and Shvuos Mamon. They're both talking about Shvuos of Mamon. Oh, my Shvuos, why does it say it in the plural? Shvuos di Alma, because they're all types of Shvuos of Mamon. They're all types of cases where people are Nishva on Mamon. So it means, in general, Shvuos that relate to Mamon. So says Gemara, okay, now let's challenge Abaye. Meisvei, we'll ask on Abaye again. Abaye is the one that said that a Mumer Lahachis is Pasul Eidos. But Al Tashas Rasha Eid, Al Tashas Chamas Eid, Elu Gazlanim Alvei Ribios, that's a reference to people who are Gazlanim and who lend money with Ribis. So with Lechora, that's against Abaye. Abaye says that it's not only Gazlanim Alvei Ribios, it's not only people that are involved in monetary indiscretion, that even someone who's Ochel Neveus Lachas is also Pasul Eidos. Why would we only identify people who are involved in monetary Averos? So Tiyufta da Abaye, Tiyufta, that's Taka, Tiyufta and Abaye. It's a very strong Raya against Abaye. So Nema Ketanai says, okay, maybe this Machlokas Abaye and Rava is in fact a Machlokas Tanayim. Eid Zomim Pasul Kala Torah Kula. An Eid Zomim Divra Meir. A Meir holds an Eid Zomim is Pasul to be made about Dini Mamnus, about Dini Fashas, about anything. Rabbi Yossi Omer Bamed Var Mamurim. Rabbi Yossi says, wait, when do we say that an Eid Zomim is going to be Pasul for all Dine Torah? That's only Shehuzam Bedine Nefashos. That's if he became an Eid Zomim with relation to Dine Nefashos, that someone was Chayiv Misa and he became an Eid Zomim about that. So he was an Eid Zomim on something that's very Chamor, so we're Choshed him on a Davar HaKal as well, so we're choshing him on everything. Aval huzam b'dinei mamonos, but if he only became an eid zomim when it came to dinei mamonos, kashal dinei nefashos, then he's still going to be kashal dinei nefashos. We know that he's willing to lie about money, but do we know that he's willing to lie when someone's life is at stake? No, he's still going to be kashal for dinei nefashos. So neima Abaye Rabbi Meir v'Rava Rabbi Yossi. Now it seems that Abaye aligns with Rabbi Meir and Rava aligns with Rabbi Yossi. How so? The Gemara explains. Abaye Krameir Damar Amrinim Mikula Luchumra. Abaye is assuming like Krameir that when a person becomes pasul because of the edus that he said in Dinim Mamnus, which is more kal, he even becomes pasul to be made about Dinim Fashos, which is more chamur. That's Rameir. So Abaye also, even though a person was only chashed on Avera of Achilles Nevelos, which is in a certain way kal, because it's only Rala Shamayim, it's purely Ben Adam Makom, it's not Rala Brios, there's no Ben Adam Chaveru element of going into a McDonald's and eating a cheeseburger, he's nevertheless be nechsha to be made a dusheker, which is more severe of of an Aveira to be made Eidus Sheker, because that's Ra L'Shamayim U'Ra L'Brios. Meaning it's more severe. It's interesting what we call more severe, right? Meaning normally we refer to severity based on chumras ha'onesh, how severe the punishment's going to be. When a person deals in dinei mamonos and lies and cheats in dinei mamonos, the punishment is you pay back the money, right? When a person eats nevelos, the punishment is you get malchus. So in that sense, ochal nevelos l'chor is more severe than dinei mamonos. But the way the Gemara is learning it right now is that no, we're not looking at severity based on the chumras ha'onesh, we're looking at severity in categories, that there's a category of ben adam l'makom, and there's a category of ben adam l'chavero. So if you did an avera that's only ra l'shamayim, that is considered less severe. Ochel nevelos, it's between you and God. But you did something in dine mamnas that's ra l'shamayim u'ra l'brios, and therefore that's considered more severe. V'rava, and Rava who holds that an ochel nevelos l'hachis is not pasul le'edus dam k'rabiosi. He assumes like k'rabiosi dam l'chomer l'kula amiran, who says that if you become pasul for edus and dinim fashas, which is more chamur, then you become pasul for the less severe things, which is dinim amnes. But mikula luchumra lo amrinan. But we're not going to go in the opposite direction. If you become pasul for a davar kal, we're not going to pasul you to be made for a davar chamur. So therefore, if you did an aveira that's only ra l'shamayim, you're not going to be nechshad to say edus sheker, which is also ra l'brios. Now the achronim raised the question: how can you say that Rava holds like Rabbi Yossi? Rava requires it to be in Rosh HaDechamas in order to apostle him. And Eid Zomim B'din in Nefashos is not a Rosh HaDechamas. Rabbi Yossi, the whole case was an Eid Zomim. Rabbi Yossi says that when do we say an Eid Zomim is apostle for all Eidus, all Eiduyos? That's when he's Huzam B'din Nefashos. There was no mumminess involved. According to Rava, only a Rosh HaDechamas is apostle Eidus. So the Torah Chaim suggests that Rava's Moda by a Rasha She'enu Shal Chamas, that we will still pasul him mechamer lekal. When he says you require a Rasha Shal Chamas, that's if we want to pasul him from a kal to a chamor. That's where we say, there are two ways to become pasul. You could either be a Rasha Shal Chamas, and then you can become pasul for everything, or you could become pasul in a davar chamor, and then you're pasul for every davar kal as well. So Rav must say something like that. So anyway, so the Gemara wants to suggest that this machlokas amoraim is in fact a machlokas tanaim. So says Gemara, no, there's no raya that Abaye and Rava are arguing in the same machlokas as Rami and Rabbi Yossi, because I leave it to Rabbi Yossi kuli amal pliki. Within Shitas Rabbi Yossi, that if you're chashal davar kal, it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be pasul of davar chamor. Both Abaye and Rava would say yes, that is in fact the shita of Rabbi Yossi, that a mumer l'nevela does not become pasul to edus mamon like Rava says. And Abaye would say yes, I'm against Rabbi Yossi because I don't paskin like Rabbi Yossi. You know, there's no doubt what Rabbi Yossi holds. Ki pligi alib de Rabbi Meir. The machlokas is within shitas Rabbi Meir. Abaye says straight up like we said, like Rabbi Meir. V'Rava and Rava would say ad kan lo karmi Meir hasam. That which Rabbi Meir says that if you become pasul b'davar kal, you become pasul even for a davar chamor. That's elagabe eid zomim de mamun to ra l'shamayim v'ra l'brios. That's only because we're talking about becoming an eid zomim for dine mamunus. When you are an eid zomim for dine mamunus, you've already violated both categories of ra l'shamayim and ra l'brios. So you try to cost somebody money and you said eidus sheker. So costing someone money is ra l'brios. Saying eidus sheker is ra l'shamayim. And that's why you become possible for dine nefashos. Aval hacha de ra l'shamayim v'en ra l'brios. But if you eat nevelos l'hachis, you did a category of aveira that's only ra l'shamayim and not ra l'brios. So lo, maybe you're not going to become possible to be made the eidus mamon because you're not nechshad on those things that are ra l'brios. Vilsa kavase dabai, we pass on a kabai that nochon vils hachis is pasul edus. Frankly, Mara, how could you say vilsa kavase dabai? Vayitosav. We said to yufta dabai to yufta, we had a brice against Abaye. Says Mara, yeah, but now that we explained that Abaye agrees that Rabbi Yossi is going against him, and he's just passing like his interpretation of Rabbi Meir, then any brice against him is not a problem, because I hear Rabbi Yossi. You could just say that brice is following the sheet of Rabbi Yossi, and Abaye acknowledges that he's not following the sheet of Rabbi Yossi. So it says Gemara, but how could he not follow the sheet of Rabbi Yossi? Vitavi nami Rabbi Yossi, Ramei Rabbi Yossi, Halachuk Rabbi Yossi. The rule is that when Ramei Rabbi Yossi disagree, you're supposed to follow Rabbi Yossi. So Shaini Hasam says Gemara, the Sosam Lantanak Rabbi Meir. In that case, it's different. by going from a psul kal to a chamur, because we have a tana that assumes like Rabbi Meir. So in this machlokas Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Meir, we don't passing like Rabbi Yossi. Abaye says, I'm therefore justified in passing like Rabbi Meir. Any brisa that you find against me must be assuming like Rabbi Yossi, and therefore it's not going to bother me. Where do we find a stam tana in a mishnah that goes like Rabbi Meir? Kihad bar chama katal nafsha. So it came up in the following context. Bar chama killed someone, and Amar le Reish Galusa, the Reish Galusa, Rav Nachman, who was the Reish Galusa, said the Rabbi Abba bar Yaakov, puk ayenba. Go see what's going on with this case. Ivade katal lechiu leene. If in fact he killed somebody, then you should poke out his eyes. So the Rashi writes that since batul arba misas bezin can't do the dalal misos, but makan von shlom and adin, they can carry out whatever onshim they need to do in order to keep the peace. The Ran says it doesn't make any sense. He says that in order for Beis Din to punish someone, Shalom in HaTorah, the halacha is you need greater dayanim than the kind of dayanim you would need in order to carry out Dal Misos Beis Din. Meaning, in order to carry out Dal Misos Beis Din, you need very great dayanim. You need dayanim with smicha and everything else. Very, very great dayanim. To even go beyond what the Torah says, to carry out dinim that are not in the Torah, that you're going to need even greater dayanim. And therefore the Ran says that the Reish Galusa was not being dunked in Torah. This is the right of a melech to punish evil people, and the Reish Galusa gives him the right to punish kefi ritzono. So that works midin melech. It doesn't work midin bezdin. That a melech has a not just a right, but a responsibility to make sure that there's justice in his malchus, that there's law and order in his malchus, and therefore you could do whatever is necessary in order to make sure that happens. So that's a din melech as opposed to a din of a dayan. Rav Moshe talks about this. Rav Moshe, in the one tshuva that he has in all of Igros Moshe that was written to a non-Jew, the only one that I'm aware of that he wrote to a non-Jew, the governor of the state of New York in like 1976. Was figuring out whether capital punishment should be something that we do in New York or not. So he was writing letters to religious leaders to get a moral take on capital punishment. So Moshe wrote a tshuva whether we should impose the death penalty in New York or not. So he mentions this idea even though he first goes through how it's mamish impossible for Beis Din to kill somebody. It's kimat impossible for Beis Din to kill somebody based on all the restrictions we put in place. There needs to be Edim and Asra, and yes, they have Alpikade, and we'd go through Jishuv HaChakira, and that's why Beis Din that kills once every 7 years or 70 years is a violent Beis Din. But then in the end he says, but if you see that the only way to keep law and order is by imposing stricter punishments, and then that's what you got to do. So, okay. So he told him, L'chiu le'enei, if he's guilty. So also trace Adi Asidu Beis Devadei Katal. Two Edim came and were made about Bar Chama that he in fact was a murderer. Azul Ihu, Bar Chama went, Isi Tresadi, Asidu Be Bechad Mehanach. He brought two Edim that postled one of the Edim against him. Chad Amar, one aid of these two Edim that Bar Chama brought said, Kamai Didi Gan of Kaba Duchushla, that one of these Edim stole in right in front of me peeled barley. So he's a gan. The Chadamer and the other aid that Bar Chama brought said, "Kamedidi ganav kasa de burta, that I saw this fellow steal the hand of a spear or something." So Amalei Rabbi Abba said to Bar Chama, "My deteich, what did you think when you brought these aidim to pasul?" One of the original Edim, Krabi Meir, you're assuming like Krabi Meir, that Edim that are chashed on Mammon are chashed to be Meir Edus Shekhar on Nefashos as well, and therefore the aid that he stole Mammon is not going to be Neman, meaning the aid who himself has stolen Mammon is not going to be Neman about Bar Chama killing someone. But don't we know Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi, Allah Rabbi Yossi, that we pass him like Rabbi Yossi whenever he argues with Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Yossi, Amar Huzam Bedini Mamnas, Kashal Dinin Fashos. Rabbi Yossi said that even if you're Huzam Bedini Mamnas, so even if you're suspect in Dinin Mamnas, you're still Kashal for Dinin Nefashos. So what are you doing over here? Why are you bringing Edim about the monetary indiscretions of one of these Edim against Bar Chama? I don't care about monetary indiscretions. They're not testifying about money. They're testifying about Dinin Nefashos. And we pass him like Rabbi Yossi that they're still Kashal to testify about Dinin dinei nefashos. So I'm like, Rav Papi, hani mili hechad al sasam lantanak rameir. Hachas sasam lantanak rameir. Yeah, I would paskin like Rav Yossi if there was no beferish mishnah that assumed like Rav Meir. But over here we have a stam mishnah like Rav Meir. Mimai, where is that stam mishnah that we're referring to? Ile me'al detran, if it's the following stam mishnah maseches nida, that kala rai ladin dinei nefashos, rai ladin dinei mamnas, that anyone who's right to be dan dinei nefashos is also right to be dan dinei mamnas. And we assume this is talking about people who have violated averos, so money. Who are we referring to? Who is the author of this mishnah? Ilem Rabbi Yossi. If it's Rabbi Yossi, that's not true. Ha'ika eid zomim demamim, because an eid zomim was huzaman dinim mamnas to kashal dinim fashos. According to Rabbi Yossi, could still be dan dinim fashos, but it's possible dinim mamnas el lav rameiri. So it must be that mishnah is assuming like rameir that someone who's kashal the mamnas kasher for nefashos as well, and therefore there's no such thing as someone who's kasher for dinei nefashos and yet pasul for dinei mamonis. So you see, Rebbe assumes a stam mishnah like Rebbe Meir. Says, well, no, you're reading that mishnah all wrong. That mishnah is not talking about people who cannot be a dayan because they've done averos. Maybe that's talking about people who are pasul not because they did any sort of avera, but because of some yichus issue, that anyone whose yichus issue would not prevent him from dinei nefashos, he doesn't have a big enough pagam mishpacha that would prevent him from being dinei nefashos, so he's miyuchas enough for dinei mamonis as well. That's all it means to say. Nothing to do with Ramei Rabbi Yossi. Dilote machin, if you're not going to say that it's talking about psuli yuchsin, if you really think it's talking about chashudim, then how do you read the Seifa? Seifa de Katani, yesh ra'u ladin dinim mamunas vein ra'u ladin dinim fashos, then in the reverse, it can happen. You can have people that are qualified enough for dinim mamunas, but not for dinim fashos. Well, am I in a ra'u? What type of person are we talking about that's not ra'u to be dan dinim fashos, even though he is ra'u for dinim mamunas? De itzam bedinim fashos. He became an eid zomim when it comes to dinim fashos. So ra'u ladin dinim mamunas, wait, would such a person be right? Lod and Din Mamanis? Vadivra called Pasalu. Both Rameir and Rabbi Yossi hold that if you're Huzam Bedin and Fashos, you're Pasal for Din and Mamanis. So what is the case where you're Kasher for Din and Mamanis, but not for Din and Fashos? Ella, Ipsul Yuchsin Kai. It must be talking about someone who has a Yichus issue, a Ger, a Mamzer, that he's not allowed to be Dan Din and Fashos, but he's allowed to be Dan Din and Mamanis. Sachanami. So in the Resha of the Mishnah as well, where we say that anyone who is Kasher for Din and Fashos is automatically Kasher for dinim mamonis, it's not talking about people who did averus. It's b'psul yuchsin kai. It's talking about some sort of pegam mishpacha, that if the pegam mishpacha would not disqualify you for dinim nefashos, it also does not disqualify you for dinim mamonis. So we still do not have a stam mishnah that follows Rabbi Meir, right? Meaning the whole point of bringing all this was we wanted to say that how could it be that Abaye is going to paskin like Rabbi Meir against Rabbi Yossi? Don't we know the rule is Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Meir, you're always supposed to paskin like Rabbi Yossi? So the answer was, because there's a stam mishnah like Reb Meir. We haven't found the stam mishnah like Reb Meir. So says Mar Elahacha Kasasim Lantana, I'll find you a stam mishnah. Ditnan, the mishnah says, Eluena Psulim, the following are pasul. Hamasachi Pekuvio, Malvi Bribis, Mafrichayonim, Sokre Shvius, Vaavadim, Zaklal. Called Eidos Sheini Isha Ksherila Avhein Ein Ksherila. Any Eidos that a woman would not be able to say, all of these psulim are not able to say either. Well, money. Who is the author of this mishnah? Ilim Rabbi Yossi. If you assume that it's that the author of the mishnah is Rabbi Yossi, the who holds that you're not nifsal from mamonis to nefashos, vayika edus bedina nefashos, she'eni isha ksherila vahein ksherila. But what about edus for dina nefashos? A woman cannot say that an edus for dina nefashos, but these people are kasher, because just because they became possible with dina mamonis, Rabbi Yossi would say they're still kasher for dina nefashos. So the author of that mishnah could not be Rabbi Yossi. Elalav Rameir, the author of that mishnah must be Rabbi Meir, and therefore you see that Rabbi Yossi made a stam mishnah to go like Rabbi Meir, and that's why Abaye is perfectly comfortable paskening like Rabbi Meir. So in the case where Bar Chama killed somebody, and there were two Edom against him, and one of those Edom was proven to be a puzzle for Dinei Mamonis, so we said, well, wait a second, who cares that one of them was puzzle for Dinei Mamonis? If you pasken like Rabbi Yossi, that should not disqualify him for Dinei Nefashos. Yeah, but Abaye paskens like Rabbi Meir. And therefore, if he's puzzle for Dinei Mamonis, he's puzzle for Dinei Nefashos. Bar Chama, therefore, is innocent. We cannot convict him. We don't have two kashra edim against him. Kam Barchama Nashke Akare, so Barchama got up and he kissed Rav Papi on his feet for coming up with this way of getting him out of a lot of trouble. V'kibli l'karge d'kuli shnei. And then he accepted to pay Rav Papi's taxes for the rest of his life. Because he was so grateful that Rav Papi came up with this kula for him. So the Rishonim say, well, wait a second, that last part doesn't sound right. Meaning he's going to pay that. Meaning that's a lot of motivation to find somebody innocent if you get a shochan mu'uchar, you know, like that, if you get bribed in such a way. So the Adrama writes that Rav Papi was not a dayan. He was only there when they were dining Bar Chama, and he was sort of advising. He was advising Bar Chama, make this taina, make that taina. He was a lawyer. So, okay, you could buy something for your lawyer. The dayan still had to come to his own judgment. That's how the Yad Rama writes. The Rush says that since Talmid Chama really putter from paying taxes anyway, he didn't really save him any money because he didn't really have to pay any taxes. So there was no Isra of Shochad Mu'uchar. Okay. Now a new Mishnah. So this Mishnah is going to talk about all the psulei kurva, which types of krovim are pasul le'edus. There are three types of kurva. There's kurva mitzada av, there's kurva mitzada aim, and there's kurva mitzada ishus, where you marry into a family. The Rambam paskins that on the daraisa in the 13th parak of Chassidus, that on the daraisa level, only father's side relatives are pasul le'edus. All the other two, mother's side relatives and kurva di ishus, are psulei midrabanan. However, the Rashi and the assumes that all three categories are psulim d'oraisa, father's side, mother's side, and through marriage. Now, what about a person's own descendants, right? What about a person's great-grandchild? Is he possible to be made about him? So the Meiri writes that an avu b'no are considered a rishon b'rishon. See, we're going to have to get used to the terminology. Normally, we use numbers when we describe psulei edus, and the number means how many generations removed from the common ancestor. So me and my brother are Rishon Barishon because we're both one generation removed from my father, and my father is the common ancestor. Me and my first cousin are Sheni B'Sheni because we're both two generations removed from my grandfather. My grandfather is the common ancestor. A Rishon B'Sheni would be me and my uncle, right? He's one generation removed from my grandfather. I'm two generations removed from my grandfather. That's the terminology we normally use. Question is, what if it's not a common ancestor? What if I am the ancestor? So how do we, you know, factor that into the numbers of who's a Rishon B'Rishon and Rishon B'Sheni, right? Meaning, the Meiri writes that Avu B'No are considered a Rishon B'Rishon. It's considered like brothers. And therefore, Reuven could be made for his great-grandfather because that's considered a Rishon B'Shlishi. And Rishon B'Shlishi you're allowed to be made for. Yaakov, meaning Reuven could be made for his great-grandfather Avraham, right? That would be his great-grandfather. Yaakov is not able to be made for Avram because that's only Rishon B'Sheni. However, the Rashbam writes that Yosi Reichos Shaladim are Nefsalim Liolam Afilu Ad Elef Doros, that even 1,000 generations later, anyone who's a direct descendant of you is going to be Pasul Eidos. Right? That's what they say when Rav Eliyashiv's great 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 grandchild was born. They asked him to be Sandik. He said, I don't even know if we're related. According to the Meiri, we're not even we're Kashal Eidos on each other. So you know, he couldn't schlep all the way to Bnei Brak at the age of 106 or whatever to be a Sandik. So ve'eluin are krovin. The following are krovin who are possible to be made. Achiv v'achi aviv v'achi yimo, your brother, your father's brother, v'achi yimo, your mother's brother, ubalachoso, your sister's husband, ubalachos aviv, your father's sister's husband, ubalachos yimo, your mother's sister's husband, ubal yimo, your mother's husband, v'chamiv, your father-in-law, v'giso, the husband of your wife's sister, hein ubnein v'chasanein. All of these people and their sons-in-law are all psuleidus to you. V'chargo, and your stepson, Livado. He is possible to you, but not his son and son-in-law. Am Rabbi Yossi, Zumishas Rabbi Akiva. This is all Rabbi Akiva Shita. Aval Mishnah Rishona, Dodo, Ben-Dodo, V'kolaroi Liarsho. Mishnah Rishona would say, your father's brother's son, and anyone who's Roy Liarsho, but anyone who's not on your father's side, and is therefore not Roy Liarsho, would not be included in the Psuleidus. V'kolar Karvalo, Ba'os Hasha'a. And anyone who was related to you at the time that you saw the Eidus cannot be made. Hayakaru v'nisrachik, but what if a person was a karov, and by the time it came to tell over the edus, they were no longer related. I mean, a person was the son-in-law of the guy, and he was a karov at the time because he was married to his daughter, and then the daughter died before the hagadah say edus. So I raise a kasher. He's kasher to say the edus. Rabbi Yudah Amar Afilu Meisa Bito V'Yeshal Banim Imena, I raise a karov. That no, even if the daughter died, but if there are children from that marriage, through the children, they're still considered to be krovim. Ha'oiv ha'sonei, oiv z'shashvino, sonei kol shal dibra mo shal shiyam be'eva, anoiv and a sone cannot be made. Anoiv is someone who helped you out before your wedding, at your wedding, and a sone is someone that you don't speak to for 3 days because of animosity. So now the Jewish people are not nechshad to have such an enemy, to have a sone, but to say a lie because of oiv is sone. So minani mili, where do we learn this din that krov mapasal leidus? The Tan Rabbanu leyim suavos albanim matam lomer. What does it mean? Im lamichleim suavos ba'avon 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 avos or ikvar nemrish bechatoyu masu. It can't mean that I don't get punished for my father's averos, because that we have a pasukish bechatoyu masu. Leyim suavos albanim be'edus banim banim leyim suavos be'edus avos. So it must mean to tell me that you can't be that you can't be killed based on the edus of a relative, and that's how I learned the din of psulei edus of a korva. Okay, but Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue that conversation of psulei edus.
Thank you.